This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
And it's looking like this could potentially be one of, if not the last, podcast of the lockout era, Paul Perillo.
This is it, baby.
It could be it. This could be the last one. I'm Eric Scalavino, joined by, as I said, Paul Perillo. Andy Hart continues his summer of Andy.
Yeah,
so it's just you and me
again. In full disclosure, I'm gonna let everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when people will download this podcast and listen to it, but it's still before noon on Friday. I think there's a chance
mm-hmm.
that as people listen to this podcast, that so I think it could end today.
Could be.
Probably more likely Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the beginning of next week at some point. But I think there's a chance that as you're listening to this podcast, it's over.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really tired of it. I'm tired of it's close.
You're not alone.
Followed by 18 stories saying it's not as close as whoever said it was close says it is. I'm tired of it all. I don't care anymore about any of the issues.
Yeah.
I just want to know when they're going to play football, and
when we have
I
to get back to legitimate work.
Yeah. Based on most of the feedback that we get, I think that's the way all the fans feel as well. They don't care about any of this crap. They just care about when is football going to return.
I think a lot of the principals in this kind of feels that way too, if you really get down to it, because a lot of them are fans. You know, the owner of this team was a fan before he became an owner of the team.
Oh, we remember him sitting out on those metal seats.
Of course. All those years ago. Seems
just kidding,
like forever.
Mr. Kraft. It's all in good fun.
But, the latest developments that are coming out of New York right now, which is where they're holding the latest talks, is that a deal in principle on the major issue, the major sticking point having been the rookie wage system, has been agreed to, that a cap has been established.
And I just want to say...
Oh, there he goes with the banana in the tailpipe
again. I had a little bubble. But I do want... You and I and Freddie talked about this on Tuesday. The rookie wage scale and the cap and all that stuff. The 4 years, the 5 years, mm-hmm. the five-year option. And we kind of painted the picture of what we had been receiving, the information that we had received
mm-hmm.
about how close they were. And we all kind of agreed... It doesn't seem like this could be as big a stumbling block as they're making it out to be. It doesn't seem like they're that far apart, and it doesn't seem like this can be the only thing that's holding things up. Well, surprisingly, on something like this that we really have no inside knowledge of, we're not lawyers, we're not privy to the discussions, we haven't really been following this closely like some of the, you know, like Albert Breer, our old friend,
mm-hmm.
Has been doing for NFL Network. We were right, because it looks like they came in and they did what they said they were going to do. They made an agreement for the rookie wage scale. They came together because it wasn't that far apart. And by the way, now we find out they have that solved, and there are still several other issues.
Yeah, about half a dozen.
Left to be taken care of. And I thought that Bert Breer made an interesting point. It's not as simple as simply saying, here's the checklist, rookie wage scale, check.
Right.
You know,
using of the Rogaine.
Yeah, whatever, you know, whatever the next issue, they sort of intertwine. You know, it might be I'll agree to this and you agree to this, but if we can't agree on this, then those, you know, A and B aren't necessarily agreed to now.
Mm-hmm.
So they all connect and they're all part of something that factors into the equation. But I do think it's interesting that we kind of didn't feel like it could possibly be simply hinging on that rookie wage scale based, I thought, on how close the two sides seemed to be. They didn't seem to have that much. And then they moved. They seemingly, reportedly, have come to an agreement on that, but we're still not done.
No, and the details that we're hearing, again, none of this is confirmed. These are all reports that are believed to be in the area of as close to be confirmed as you can at this point. You mentioned the five-year option before. That would be for first-round picks. Their contracts would be, they basically be four-year contracts with a team option to pick up a fifth year. And if that fifth year is picked up, the players who are in the first 15 picks, high first-round picks would get the average of the top 10 picks at that position. So it would be kind of like getting a franchise tag for veterans.
Right. It's 8, 8, and 8, right?
Right. And then lower picks in the first round would get an average of the, you know, numbers 3 through 25 salaries at their respective positions. So still not chump change by any means, mm-hmm. but significantly lower than players were getting before. You're not going to see the Sam Bradford type guarantees of $50 million. It's going to be significantly lower than that. Again, still a lot of good money, though, for players. And then it depends when the team picks up that option. If they pick it up after the third year, all that money would be guaranteed. So there's, you know, some language that, again, still hasn't been confirmed officially, but it's believed that that's what is going to be the case. So there's these last few issues that need to be worked out. Still not a guarantee slam dunk that they're going to get those done in time either. I'm not going to be convinced until I hear that all of these things have been worked out. I mean, it's nice to have optimism. This seems like, though, Paul, this is as close to being done as we have been since before March 12th when this whole lockout began.
Yeah, you know, and that's where everybody keeps writing it. This is as close as it's been. And I would say every day that goes by, you're going to be able to say that. You know, because you unless there's a disaster and the two sides just, you know, storm out of a meeting and all of a sudden you're back to square one, you have to get closer every day. They're meeting every day. So, yeah, this is as close as they've been. I think this is probably it. I would really expect it to be done within the next 4 or 5 days maximum. I think the beginning of next week, as I said, if not this afternoon, I think this could get done. Now, the important thing here for fans, I would say, is when you do hear that it is done, I would look for some sort of timetable to be released with that. And by that, I mean, okay, it's done on, you know, July 17th, Monday. There's probably going to be a week grace period of, you know, getting the teams up to date, up to speed on all of the ins and outs of the new CBA, learning all the rules, figuring all that stuff out, having an opening to free agency follow that week, and perhaps an opening to free agency and the opening of training camp, because I don't think you can wait a whole lot longer if you want to make sure you keep that preseason intact. And we talked on PFW in Progress
excluding
yesterday.
Excluding the Hall of Fame game.
Excluding the Hall of Fame game, which is still, I think, very much in jeopardy.
I agree with that, because let's say it did get done next week, even as late as the 21st, which is when the owners are having their meeting in Atlanta,
yeah,
where they're hoping, or at least some are hoping, that they will be able to ratify the agreement by then. The Bears and the Rams were planning on opening camp the following day to be ready in time for the August 7th Hall of Fame game.
Right.
They can't ratify an agreement on a Thursday and then immediately just open camp the next day and hurry up and get that game in.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
That's not practical.
But, yeah, there's a lot of things that still needed to be done. The rookies need to sign. Undrafted free agents need to get signed by various teams. And then you need to get the players sort of ready to participate in training camp.
Right.
You know, here in New England, and I know that every other team does it too, but we have the conditioning run, and Bill Belichick treats that very seriously. If you don't get that passed,
you don't get
on the field because you're not deemed ready, you know, to compete, and you can't protect yourself. So he deems it unsafe. So there's a lot of things that need to be, you know, the rookies, I think, are going to have a lot of, you know, film study and classroom work before they even get on the field. So I think you need that week before you can really start anything.
Absolutely.
In addition to the powers that be need to, you know, I can't go out and sign a free agent. And this is why I bring it up. You know, I can't go out and pursue Ray Edwards, for example, if I don't know exactly what the ramifications are of the contract that I'm going to sign to.
Right.
Now, there's been reports now that they've sort of agreed on a $120 million salary cap.
Right.
For this year. I need to know how that affects me. You know, I need to know where, you know, all of the resources that I have, and they're doing that, and they're in the process of doing that now. But I think you just need a little bit of time to absorb all of this for all 32 teams, all 32 owners, all 32 general managers, all 32 head coaches. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of work to get done over the next month and a half. It's going to be a very, very hectic time for all NFL teams.
Not to mention, these principals have been involved in these marathon, exhaustive discussions for the last few weeks now, going on a month or probably or so. By the time this all gets done, they're going to need at least a little bit of time just to clear their own heads to start thinking, all right, now that we've gotten the ugliness of the business side of it done, now let's get back to thinking about actual on-field football moves, how we want to approach this, the strategy. We need to talk with our coaches, what their needs are going to be. You're right. There has to be a little bit of a cooling off period. Not too long, though, unless unless games are going to be missed.
Yeah,
preseason
and
games.
And I do think that they'll do that. And I, you make a good point. You know, I think they met for something like 14 hours yesterday or something. You know, Robert Kraft is in that meeting. You know, Robert Kraft doesn't have a lot of time during the course of his day yesterday to sort of be on the phone with Bill Belichick, saying, "All right, Bill, this is what looks like it's going to happen." So there's going to be a time where they're all going to need to be brought up to speed, you know, and that used Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, obviously, because we're the Patriots. But every team's going to have to do that. You know, Woody Johnson and Mike Tannenbaum are going to have that conversation and so on down the road. So down the line, there's a lot of stuff to be done. Quite frankly, not a lot of it is really all that interesting, I don't think, to NFL fans, certainly not to me. But it's important. I recognize the importance of it.
It
needs to get done, and hopefully they do so, you know, like I said, within the next couple of days and get it done and get everybody back. And then what? Probably be 2 weeks from
within 2 weeks.
2 weeks from yesterday, I believe,
is
the reported start of training camp is that Thursday, the 28th. No confirmation on that from the Patriots or anybody else yet, but that's generally what you're looking at. So I don't think we're very far away.
No, and not a moment too soon either. They're pushing it right to the last minute, but, you know, like you said, we're tired of hearing about it. You're tired of hearing about it. We're tired of talking about it. And it's that time of year again. There was 70 degrees and a little bit of a fallish breeze in the air yesterday, Paul. It kind of felt like that. It kind of felt like it's time for football to get back underway. Mother Nature's telling us that. And the theme music you're hearing is also telling us that it's time to wrap up this podcast. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully with some positive, definitive news about this lockout being over. We'll talk to you then.
Hi, this is Troy Brown. Download the podcast now. Bingo!